Section 3.
The main differences between Swedish and Ayurvedic massage methods. There are so many different types of massage that it can get fairly hard to choose which sort would be best for you. Nearly every country or region in the world has its own local style of massage therapy. However, there are basically two broad sorts of massage, and these are therapeutic and relaxation massage therapy disciplines. Therapeutic massage is meant to heal issues with muscles, bones, and joints, like, say, a bad back, and relaxation massage therapy is intended to relax a person after a stressful day. So it soothes the knots away from the muscles and the stress from the mind. There is a certain amount of overlap between these styles, though. These two styles may be characterized by two different techniques from two different parts of the world. Swedish massage is a relaxation technique from the West, and Ayurvedic massage is therapeutic and originated in the East. Swedish massage, also called classic massage, is the normal oil massage used in America and Europe. It is characterized by long, gentle, flowing strokes in the direction of blood flow, which are intended to aid circulation and relax muscles. There are four or five fundamental techniques to Swedish massage. 1. Effleurage. These are the extended strokes characteristic of Swedish massage. They are carried out with the whole hand or a pad for the length of the back, the length of the arm, or leg. 2. Petrissage. This involves lifting the muscles away from their normal sitting and squeezing them so that the massage goes deeper in order to further enhance circulation and remove toxic deposits. 3. Friction. This is as rough as it gets. The fingertips are used forcefully in deep circular movements on bony sections and joints to enhance flexibility in joints and muscles. 4. Tapotement. This is the slapping, chopping, and tapping that you find in Swedish massage. It can be done with a fist, the heel of the hand, or the edge of the hand like a karate chop. These short, sharp, rapid taps are meant to relieve tension and cramps. 5. Vibration. The hand or hands are placed on, say, the lower back, and the masseur vibrates his hands. It is said to be helpful for those with some concerns like backache. The Ayurvedic massage method is to be observed in shiatsu, Thai massage, Muslim massages, Indian massages, and several others. Ayurvedic massage encapsulates the Eastern idea of harmony and attempts to restore the balance of harmony between the mind and the body. Some of these types of massage use oil, but shiatsu and Thai do not. They all make use of pressure points by means of acupressure. Chinese forms use meridians, and Thai kind uses sen, which are not identical. Ayurvedic massage uses a form of reflexology or foot massage on the feet and yoga postures on the rest of the body. This massage necessitates a deep knowledge of anatomy and physiology in order to manipulate the limbs, joints, and muscles. Apart from this specialized information, Ayurvedic massage makes use of all the techniques used in Swedish massage too. It is the basis of the massage techniques used in hospitals and physiotherapy.
Ohio, ready for some quick mental health facts? Let's go. Nearly 2 million Ohioans live with a mental health condition. In the U.S., more than 50% of people will be diagnosed with a mental illness in their lifetime. Depression is a leading cause of disability worldwide. So why are some of us still stigmatizing people living with a mental health condition when we know all of this? Let's listen to the facts and beat the stigma. Ohio, challenge what you know about mental health at beatthestigma.org.